After several failed musical ventures and two bankruptcies, New Yorker Hilly Kristal had a vision and decided to try something new. In 1973, he opened a bar in Lower Manhattan intended to showcase sounds not so indigenous to the urban landscape.
Country and blues.
In New York City.
This club's going to be different.
Country and blues.
Country, bluegrass, blues.
Alan Rickman plays Hilly Kristal in the new film CBGB. Eventually, bands flocked to the venue, but the artists the club attracted had a pretty different genre in mind.
What kind of music do you play?
New music.
It became a hub for the emerging punk rock scene.
Television, the shirt, orchestra.
For more than 30 years, Hilly Kristal gave unrehearsed, outlandish bands a space to grow and get discovered.
Secrets, Manster, The Dictators, Blondie.
CBGB closed in 2006, and Hilly Kristal died less than a year later. I asked London-born actor Alan Rickman, who recently wrapped his role as Professor Snape in the Harry Potter films, if he'd ever even heard of Hilly Kristal or CBGB before the film.
Not at all, I'm afraid. You know, when the club started in the 70s, of course, I was back in England, very much an art student or a drama student. Didn't really come to New York for any length of time until the mid-80s.
Some of those bands must have got to you, though, in art college.
Yeah. Talking Heads, definitely.
Psycho Killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
But not so much the kind of more headbanging stuff.
So you heard some of the bands that were good musically and not so much maybe the ones that were three chords and not singing so great.
Well, yeah, except that wasn't entirely, of course, what it was all about. And as Hilly Kristal says in the film and said in life, you know, these people have something to say and we should listen. So it was also about an attitude and the lyrics and a certain kind of, pushing the envelope.
So did you immerse yourself in the music to get an understanding of this character?
I immersed myself more in watching him on tapes and DVDs. It's an incredible luxury now to be able to, if you're playing somebody that recent in time, to have hours of him, watching him walk and talk.
It's always interesting to see New York City from that period recreated.
Especially when it's shot in Savannah. We only actually shot 3 days on location in New York. We were actually having to look for period-accurate bits and pieces.
Something rather remarkable about your career is that you've acted in pretty much every kind of performing context. I'm wondering, you know, how being able to straddle all of these different styles, how one might inform the other.
I think that, being lucky enough to have worked in film with hindsight actually helps you in the theatre. Because it encourages you to know that to watch somebody thinking is interesting. And also to watch somebody listening is interesting. So I think that's been quite a profound influence to me on stage as an actor and as a director. And I would say that if I have learned anything that boils down to one phrase, it would be that acting is about accurate listening.
You've been directing more lately. Can you talk about some of the projects you've been working on?
Well, I'm in the middle of one at the moment because I've run away from the editing room in London from a film I directed earlier this year, which is called A Little Chaos. It comes out next year. And it's with Kate Winslet and Matthias Skernetz and Stanley Tucci. And I'm forced to appear in it as well by the producers. It's an extraordinary original script about a woman landscape gardener at the court of Louis XIV.
You mentioned being in the edit room, and I've heard that a film is really made in the editing, and I'm wondering what it's like for you as an actor kind of slicing and dicing performances and how the acting informs the directing or maybe vice versa.
Well, it's thrilling and painful. I think it's certainly true that a film tells you what it wants to be at some point. You have a script and then you shoot it and some of it's planned, some of it's improvised. You have to kind of work around the weather and the budget and time and how long you're at a location or not, because the location is costing X amount of pounds, and so you have to get out of there in X amount of hours. And then mysterious force called film starts to tell you what to cut and what to keep.
If you don't mind, there's a kind of a geeky question I'd like to ask you, because you performed, and this was a complete voice performance, as one of my favorite characters in all of science fiction, Marvin, the depressed robot.
Marvin!
In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
A thing you ought to know, I'm feeling very depressed.
Well, we have something that should take your mind off things.
It won't work. I have an exceptionally large mind.
And even though he's a robot, he's a deep character.
That's life.
Life. Don't talk to me about life.
Well, it was a treat to do it, but of course it was also a little difficult because I wasn't around when they shot it, and it was a late decision to ask me to come in and do that. So I was working with something I couldn't alter and having to fit it to movements that were already there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really enjoyable to do.
I've loved every time that you've done comic roles. I'd love to see more.
I love playing comedy, but having said that, I don't think there's any part around that might not get a laugh at some point. You know, even if it's just laughter of recognition, I think humor should be part of the paint box at all times.
You've played some interesting historic characters now. Is there anyone that you would love to play, some role you'd like to inhabit?
Well, I'm playing Louis XIV in A Little Chaos, so I'm not sure where you go. There's no up from there, really. I don't really think about characters in history like that. If you're playing somebody who has lived, then the difference is you become ultimately very protective of them.
How do you mean?
Well, because the most important thing you should never do with somebody you're playing is to judge them. And it... Obviously, with somebody like Reagan or Louis XIV, people have a lot of opinions, and a lot of books have been written by different people with different opinions. You have to have both feet firmly in both camps, if you see what I mean, so you don't judge the character.
And that certainly comes across in Hilly Crystal. He just sort of is who he is.
Yeah, it's what makes him kind of heroic, I think.
He's comfortable in his skin.
Comfortable in his skin and rigorous about saying to the groups that he never expected to be supporting, okay, you can come and play here, but only original music, no covers. That's a brave thing to say at that time. And that puts him in the forefront of being a kind of revolutionary. Music moved on because of him. Because he allowed a marketplace to happen.
Alan Rickman plays Hilly Crystal in the new film CBGB. Alan, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.